You looked at the apartment and took the apartment immediately because you pretty much had no place else to go.
Correct.
You needed a place to stay.
Desperate times called for desperate measures.
It had no kitchen. It had no running water. That's the way it was.
But did they make things worse?
I don't want anyone out there in the cold. So if that's the case, just let me know. Well, she sounds like a nice lady.
Yes.
Did you give her any money?
No.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy.
22-year-old Brandon Pesterfield and his girlfriend, Brittany Meeker, are suing their former landlady, Christina Ivanow, for the return of rent and a security deposit.
Order. All rise. It's case number 109 on the calendar, the matter of Pesterfield Meeker versus Ivanow.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated. Folks, have a seat.
Mr. Pesterfield, who is this?
My fiance.
Okay. You answered an ad, moved into the defendant's premises into, is it a guest cottage or is it a...
Well, what it looks like is like her house and garage were separated at one point in time. And then it appears that later on down the road that two walls were made to pretty much join them.
Is that what happened? You don't know.
It was like that when I moved in, so.
Do you own the house?
No, I rent.
Are you allowed to sublet?
Yes.
Okay. So you rent the house, and this other place is a one-bedroom, a one-room. What is it?
It was supposed to be a one-bedroom apartment.
Not supposed to be.
Okay.
You answer an ad, not what it's supposed to be. You go and look at it.
Yes.
What is it?
A one-bedroom apartment.
For which they wanted $700 a month rent.
Yes.
And you looked at the apartment and took the apartment immediately because you would pretty much had no place else to go.
Correct.
Okay. And you took the apartment knowing that there was no plumbing.
Yes.
And no running water.
Yes.
And no kitchen.
Yes.
But according to you, the defendant said, well, you can come in and use the bathroom and the kitchen in the main house. I'm going to put in the plumbing and the rest of it soon.
Yes.
That's what you say. She's going to put it in soon.
Yes.
And when you moved in, she said, you don't have to pay this month's rent.
Before I actually came to look at the place and move in, she sent me a message on Facebook, which I have evidence of right here, saying that I would not have to pay rent until the plumbing and everything is installed.
I'd like to see that.
It's the first message on here.
Listen, she doesn't know you from a hole in the wall, is that right? She had never met you before?
Correct.
And so she doesn't know you. She sounds like a very nice lady because you give her some sort of sob story that you're living in the street, you're homeless, you're going to be living in your car. And so she says to you the following. You are more than welcome to come here and sleep for free till it's all done if you need to. Don't need for you to be sleeping in the street or have to live in your car. But if that's the case, you're more than welcome to use the bedroom. It's all done and has a bed and dresser in it. I don't want anyone out there in the cold. So if that's the case, just let me know. Well, she sounds like a nice lady.
Yes.
Because she doesn't know you or your fiance. She doesn't owe you anything.
Correct.
So on what day did you go in? This is written on October 7th.
On October 7th.
Did you give her any money?
No.
No. When was the next time she asked you for money?
About 2 weeks after...
Not about 2 weeks. Give me the date she asked you for money.
I have the receipt here, which is October 22nd, is when I could come up with the $400 that she wanted for that month.
Well, that's good. That's your tenant.
Yes.
And at that point, that brought you to November. And in November, it still wasn't ready.
Correct.
And you were using the main house for your facilities.
Yes.
And in December, the same thing.
Correct.
And in January, the same thing.
Yes, I believe so.
But in January, you didn't pay any rent.
Correct.
But you lived there.
Yes.
And you used the kitchen.
We...
In the main house.
Not
Where did exactly. you go to the bathroom?
We had to drive to a gas station because we felt threatened whenever we entered her house.
So why didn't you just leave?
Because we had a lease agreement and in January I...
You had a contract?
Yes.
Show me.
Right here.
Oh, but you also paid a deposit of $500.
Yes.
Which is really one of the things you're asking for now.
Yes.
But you left before the term of the lease was up.
Yes.
So you, in effect, broke the lease.
Yes.
I'm still confused then. You didn't pay in January.
No.
But you lived there.
Yes. And that is because the running water was still not fixed. She told me on a Facebook message, actually before we moved in, that it would be fixed within the next week.
Just a minute. Listen to me. You moved out February because you said the plumbing had not been fixed.
Yes, and I let her know.
Just a second.
Okay.
Why didn't you move out in November because the plumbing had not been fixed? Or December? Because you broke the lease in February because you weren't getting the house that you wanted. So why didn't you move out in November?
Because she kept on telling me that she had no one to do the plumbing right then, and that she would be having someone move into a room that she told me on Facebook that eventually would be ours.
What room?
There is a garage part, and she said that there's a room in there that once it gets fixed up, that would be me and Brittany's second room with a backyard as well.
You can't live in a place and not pay rent.
Yes, I know.
You're grown up enough to have a fiancé?
Yes.
Do you work?
Yes.
Does your fiancé work?
No.
Why not?
Because she has disabilities that make it so she cannot work, and she gets SSI for having those disabilities and not being able to work.
Okay. Now, your lawsuit wants two things. It wants the return of your security deposit, and it wants all the rent that you paid to her. You're not getting all the rent that you paid for her because you ate the steak. You went to a restaurant, you were served a steak, you didn't like the steak, you ate it anyway, and then you said, I'm not paying for it. You can't do that. If you're not happy someplace, just like you broke the lease in February, you break the lease in November. You chose not to do that, and you live there. Put your hand down. So you're not getting all your rent back. You used her kitchen, you used her bathroom, you used whatever it was. You made the best of it, so you're not getting your rent back.
I need to say something about that. When we went in to use her bathroom, she would tell us that we're being too loud or something like that. And when we went in to try and take a shower, she would turn on every single faucet in the house so the shower drip would just go drip.
Move out. Move. You were paying $700 a month rent. I assume you were getting whatever value you were getting. Otherwise, you moved someplace else. Did you move someplace else?
Yes.
Where did you move?
To my father's.
So now you're paying rent to your father?
Yes.
How much?
$400.
So you cut your rent in half?
Yes.
Great. Good for you. Now, so the only thing I'm entertaining in your claim is for your security deposit back. They gave you $500 security.
Yes.
You tell me why they can't or should not have their security deposit back.
I have a lot of pictures of the damage they did.
I'd like to see the photographs of what you claim is their damage, because you have a counterclaim for $5,000, money owed for rent and property damage.
There's quite a few here, Your Honor.
That's all right. I have nothing but time today.
Okay.
I don't know what this is.
It's a Christmas tree that they left in our yard.
What is this?
That's the hole that he put in the wall.
Which wall?
The wall that joins the one place to the next where Tom stays. There's like a bedroom, and then there's a wall.
How did this hole get in the wall?
It was actually there when they put that board up to separate Tom's place and ours.
Was this hole there?
No, ma'am.
Anybody see how the hole got there?
No.
What is this?
That's the bedroom floor that had carpet in it, and it was so full of and smelling, we had to remove it.
When did you put it in? And I assume you have a bill for when you installed the carpeting.
Tom put it in. It was just like little square patches of carpet that you put in. It was all the same.
That's not damage. And what is this?
That's the hole they put in the bedroom wall.
Okay, bedroom wall.
There is pictures of the bedroom wall. Right here, I have that. And
so that surrounding the bedroom, there was no damage whatsoever done to that.
That's even more.
They don't have a bathroom.
Yeah, apparently they didn't think that they could come in and use the bathroom after
Listen, you're
December.
Not supposed to rent a house without a bathroom.
No, it's not. It's a room.
I don't care what it is. I mean, I read your counterclaim and your answer says that you had a plumber there. He wouldn't let them in.
Yes.
Is that what you're telling me?
He wouldn't let them in because of his sleeping habits. He got off work and came home at 8 o'clock in the morning, and they would sleep till 8 o'clock at night. And several times I put notices on their door that people would be there to come and do work. They would not let them in.
Did you leave the house this way?
No, I did not. I have
pictures
right here.
No, that's the way they lived. That was when I went in and inspect one time.
But that's not the way they left it.
No, that was just an inspection.
I just want to make sure that's not the way they left it. Okay, so what we're talking about is mess. I don't see any damage. I see mess.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And later today,
Mr. Buckley has an ear for TikToks, apparently. And when he stood in front of my clock, he said, something doesn't sound right. Let me take a look at it.
Okay. I'd like to see photographs of how the clock came back to you.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Brandon Pestefield and Brittany Meeker claim former landlady Christina Ivanow owes for the return of rent and their security deposit. Christina is countersuing for unpaid rent and property damage.
Now, do you have a bill for cleanup and for trash removal of the mess?
That's one of the papers that they haven't faxed yet. They were faxing a whole bunch of things.
Can I help you, ma'am? It is not my responsibility to get your evidence. Courts don't do that. So far, you owe them $500 for their security deposit. Anything else?
Do you want to speak? Okay, whenever... Like, the reason why we did not...
I'm not interested in your harassment. Do you understand?
Yes.
I don't care about your harassment.
Oh, I do have it.
I'll come back to you. I don't care about your harassment. If you're unhappy or uncomfortable, you do in October what you did in February, which is move out and move back to your father's. That's what you do. You don't stay there if you're uncomfortable, if her children are rude to you, if they don't talk nicely to you, if she turns on the water when you're taking a shower. Whatever it is, you move. You're entitled to your security deposit back. She's not your mother, she's not your sister, she's not your cousin, she's a stranger. And you moved into a premises that was exactly the same way as when you moved out of the premises. It had no kitchen, it had no running water. That's the way it was. You needed a place to stay. Put your hand down. You needed a place to stay. Immediately, would I move into a place that didn't have a bathroom? Not on your life. So you must have been in a real emergency if you moved into a place without a bathroom.
Yes.
Yeah, well, that's what happened. She's not your mother. But you're entitled so far to your security deposit back unless you have a receipt for trash removal. Madam, receipt for trash removal.
It's not just for the trash, it's everything combined.
Is that something you wrote?
It's what I sent them when I
don't care
moved
what you
out.
Sent them. I need a people who pick up trash, who pick up trees, who pick up bulk trash. They give you a bill. And if it wasn't that big a deal, then you're not entitled to any money from their security deposit. Do you have a bill for trash removal?
I don't have it with
me. Great. Then you owe them their security deposit back. Judgment for the plaintiff in the amount of $500. That's all.
Thank you.
Bye. It's our excuse. May step out.
Never believe people's stories on Facebook.
Make sure if someone promises you something...
I fall for people's stories, I guess. I'm kind-hearted.
You have them go through with it before you move into a place.
I'm not doing it anymore.
And now, the next case.
All parties in the matter of Gender versus Buckley. Step forward.
Laura Gender is suing her ex-boyfriend, Russell Buckley, for breaking her vintage clock.
Miss Gender, while you and the defendant were dating, you had a clock that you had purchased, according to you, some time ago in Germany. It was a sentimental clock to you, but it needed repair. Mr. Buckley, you do clock repair as a profession?
I hadn't at the time, but I do now.
But that's your expertise?
Yes.
So while you were visiting Miss Gender one day, you volunteered to take the clock back with you to whatever shop you had.
Yes, Your Honor.
To fix it. Mm-hmm. And when you took the clock, did you put it in a car or in a plane or in a bus? How did you get back and forth to her house?
We loaded it into a box that I understood to be...
How did you get from her house back to your house?
Miss Gender drove.
So it was in a car?
Yes.
Okay. And according to you, it was packed by either or both of you in its original box?
Yes.
Now the two of you break up. She wants her clock back. Now, you send her back the clock, and you send her back the clock via what method?
UPS.
And Ms. Gender says when she received the clock, it was broken. You say it's not my fault because I returned the clock in the exact same box that she gave it to me in, and therefore it's not my responsibility. That's your defense?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
He's not responsible.
He signed a liability waiver saying he didn't pack it correctly. He signed a liability waiver with UPS saying it's not packed correctly, and they denied me saying that he signed the waiver.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Laura Gender says ex-boyfriend Russell Buckley is responsible for breaking her vintage clock when he incorrectly packed it for shipping.
I'd like to see photographs of how the clock came back to you.
Okay, here's the pictures for the clock and the box. You want the box pictures as well, or?
Yeah, sure. Okay.
Can I correct one thing, ma'am?
Yes.
The clock was not in need of repair. Mr. Buckley has an ear for TikToks, apparently, and when he stood in front of my clock, he said, something doesn't sound right. Let me take a look at it. So
okay.
My clock was in perfect working order when he took it on the 22nd.
Well, what was broken on it?
It was all internal, ma'am. Can I give you this? This is from the clock shop. It was all internal. It was shifted
around. So
there
was nothing? The clock itself, there was no external damage to the clock, because I'm not seeing any external damage.
A couple of the pieces fell off, and I super glued them back on again, the wooden pieces.
Well, I don't see anything wrong with it.
Well, it's the internal mechanisms that were broken, because it got shifted around. He didn't put any packing material in the box, and he didn't pack the chimes properly. So the man with the clock shop, he explained that it was all internal that was broken, because it
was that's possible.
Shifted.
Mm-hmm. He's not responsible.
I'm sorry?
He's not responsible.
Can I give you some...
You can tell me whatever you like. I'm telling you, if this clock came in bits and pieces, which is what I thought happened because I read your complaint, then it would have been clear that he either purposely sabotaged it or was grossly negligent. But since the clock did not come in a state of disrepair, I'm looking at it, it looks exactly like a clock.
Mm-hmm.
But if in the process some of the mechanism inside got shifted, then you should have said to him, send it back and let's insure it.
I'll pay for that. Can I show you that
just
I did
a second?
That?
If you said that to him, send it back and I will pay for insurance, and he didn't get the insurance, then I will look at that. But he's not responsible to guarantee that you get that clock back in working order. He's responsible not for gross negligence.
I just wanted the clock back the way he took it, and he
listen
and
to
I did
me.
Not get that.
Do you have proof that you said send it back and insure it?
Yes, I do. It's
I'd like to see it.
And I asked him to make sure that it was packed so it did not break.
No. I don't care about it. Break.
Well, the insurance is on here as well.
That's all I want to see.
All right. Okay, that's from the UPS store that said that it was insured for $1,000.
Okay. Did you have insurance on it?
I did, Your Honor.
So?
They denied it. They denied the claim. That's right here.
Oh, well, let me see.
They denied the claim because he did not pack it. Sorry.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Want justice? Go to judgejudy.com. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.
Well, what's the point of insurance if they can disclaim at will? He's not responsible. I'd go sue UPS. They took your money to insure it. You paid for that.
That's right. And then they...
Don't! He's not responsible.
He signed a liability waiver saying he didn't pack it correctly.
He's not...
He signed a liability waiver with UPS saying I did not pack it. It's not packed correctly. And they denied me saying that he signed the waiver.
Just a second. He's not responsible. Go sue the UPS store. He never acknowledged that he didn't pack it properly. Nowhere. He's not responsible. And he did what he was supposed to do. He packed it. He marked it fragile. He got insurance. UPS decided not to live up to the insurance. Go sue UPS.
It's a
He's
store
not
box.
Responsible.
It wasn't a shipping
Goodbye.
Box.
Please excuse. You may step out. Paperwork.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
He took my deceased grandmother's jewelry.
And the losses kept piling up.
He robbed me and made it look like somebody climbed through the window.
He didn't pay me, so I did that.
He's in trouble, so.
Judge Judy.
Well, she's pretty much crazy. And
he lies about everything.
No, I didn't want her to coming up here because I was afraid she was going to haul off and hit me.
He went to prison and he still can't get his life straight.
He's a very controlling person.
He's just acted like himself. He's not trustworthy.
And I wasn't having it.
To not speak to Russ Buckley anymore.